What about something to break up the little clods of dirt?
Well, they've got a horror, and then they've got a... Let me see if I can think of the name of it. Anyhow, it rolls, and it's got fingers.
Color pack. That's right.
It's got fingers in it about that long, and they're metal.
About two or three or four inches,
something like that. And they're all in this there thing that rolls on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes over and over, and it just pulverizes all them clods up to make it smooth.
Have you ever heard of a Rastus plow? I'm not sure what it refers to, but I think the word was used in parts of Kentucky or some place like that. What about if you were going to saw some wood? What sort of frame might you lay the wood across on?
Well, I call them a sawhorse.
Uh-huh.
You take it some, say, 3, 2, 4, 6 pieces. 2x4s,
mm-hmm.
And you spike them together down here.
So it looks like an X.
Yeah, it's something like it. And then you have about 4 or 6 of them. And the wood, you just lay it up in there. And it's up over the ground, you see, and you can just saw it up that way.
Okay, did you ever hear of anything shaped like an A-frame, kind of like that? And so you have a bar of wood going across the top, and you might use 2 of these and lay a board across.
Yeah, that's, I guess you'd call them sawhorses. They've got a small piece about that long, 2x4, and it's got legs on each end.
Mm-hmm.
Sets out, and you put them up, 2 of them, and you can put boards up on that saw with a handsaw, smart thing like you want.
Okay. And you say you straighten your hair with a comb and a... What? Comb and a...
Comb and a... Brush it or...
Okay.
A curly either one, whichever you want to do.
Okay. So, you'd call the thing that you'd use a
comb
or a
curler, a brush.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor using what?
A hone and a leather strap.
Okay. Is a hone the same thing as a leather strap?
No. You take a leather strap and you hit your razor both ways on it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then they have a hone. It's smooth, it's a rock. And then you take your razor and rub it over that, you know, and get it to a wire edge. And you shave it. Sometimes they get sort of dull and I'll take them and hit them on out of time or two, and it puts that edge back on the razor.
What else is used like that for sharpening tools?
Well, they've got a wet rock, and then they've got a grind rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big rock, round rock with a hole in it, and it's got a shave through there, and you turn it.